After five police officers were killed last week in Dallas, the head of Seattle's police union did what a lot of people did. He reacted on Facebook. Ron Smith's post on the Seattle Police Officers Guild Facebook page said, in part, "The hatred of law enforcement by a minority movement is disgusting. Hashtag we shall overcome." Ron Smith is now stepping down from being the head of the Police Officers Guild. What was bad about what he said, and why does it matter who runs the police officers union? We want to ask this of reporter Ansel Hertz, who covers the police beat at The Stranger. Ansel, good work and nice talking with you.
Thanks for having me.
You have said there are two sides to Ron Smith. What do you mean?
Well, when he came into office at SPOG, the police union, in 2014, he signaled that he was going to do things a little bit differently. He actually came to The Stranger offices and talked to us, even though there'd been kind of a history of antipathy there. And he signaled that he was open to reforms. He didn't join a lawsuit that attempted to block Department of Justice reforms. And then last year, he gave an interview with me where he said to cops in Seattle that if they don't adapt to the liberal, progressive climate of Seattle, that they should get out if their worldview just doesn't jibe with what Seattle's about.
Yeah, he said, there are places, I think, that have your worldview. They may be disappearing, but go work there.
Exactly. And that was stunning to a lot of people. It was stunning to the mayor's office. And so I think there was some movement on his part to try to change the direction of SPOG a little bit, which has always been kind of a circle the wagons culture. That's what people say. But we've gotten to this point now where he's resigning in part because over the past year, I think he's kind of reverted to form for SPOG. He's been posting things on Facebook repeatedly, things like the Obama administration is waging war on police. That was something he posted last summer. He took it down after it was condemned and called out because actually police fatalities under the Obama administration are lower than previous presidents.
Well, let's talk about what he said on Facebook most recently. He said, the hatred of law enforcement by a minority movement is disgusting. Later, he said he meant to say that it's disgusting that a small segment of society perpetuates violence toward law enforcement officers across this country. Why couldn't he make that clarification and keep his job?
I think the SPOG membership, the rank and file police officers of Seattle, were just kind of fed up with Ron and his seemingly impulsive desire to just get on Facebook and say whatever he was thinking. It just got him in trouble time and time again. Councilmember Tim Burgess said that he thinks the SPOG's leadership has kind of been its own worst enemy in that regard. So I think the pressure actually came from within SPOG. That's what I've heard.
So speaking of SPOG, we throw that acronym out, Seattle. We're talking about the Seattle Police Officers Guild, the union. I'm not sure I understand the importance of the president of the guild. Is he or she just supposed to negotiate employment contracts or say nice things on Facebook? Like, how much does that person matter?
It's a hugely important position in this city if you are concerned about policing and crime. The SPOG president negotiates a roughly 80-page contract with the city. In fact, SPOG members are voting on the new version of that contract right now. Mm-hmm. And that contract contains all kinds of really technical but really important limits on civilian oversight in Seattle, the ability for the department to have civilians investigate officers when they engage in misconduct. There are time limits on those investigations. There are all kinds of really technical things. There are multiple avenues of appeal for officers when they do something wrong. Reformers have said that there should only be one avenue of appeal. So there are all of those kinds of things. But beyond that, I think SPOG and its rhetoric is a window into what the rank and file officers are feeling, or at least a certain segment. And
is it though? Because they just kicked him out for saying something that they apparently don't agree with.
Well, and again, it's hard to know whether that was sort of done from a PR perspective, like, you know, he's really bringing us some bad attention at a critical time right now, or whether there's real genuine disagreement. It's hard to know because SPOG is pretty opaque and they don't really talk to us very much. But, you know, the SPOG position is just incredibly important because of the contract and just because that is the voice of the rank and file police officers in Seattle.
Talking with The Stranger's Ansel Hertz. The big picture here, as you know, many of us know, the federal government has ordered Seattle Police Department to treat people more fairly and use force more judiciously. Is that happening, and where does the guild fit in? But I guess the biggest question is that listeners want to know, is that happening? Are those changes happening?
Right. Well, the federal monitor who has been appointed through that process has given SPD a lot of good marks in his assessments. His name is Merrick Bob, and he does these periodic studies of use of force and the quality of SPD's investigations into use of force. And he's basically given them good marks. And so the Obama administration has said that SPD could actually be a national model for reform and that it's moving towards compliance with this consent decree. On the other hand, the monitor has also found that the levels of distrust of the African-American community in Seattle in the Seattle Police Department have actually increased. Other groups in Seattle have more trust in SPD since the reform process has begun, but that gap hasn't closed for the Black community. And I think that's a sign that something is wrong, and that even if things behind the scenes might be getting better, that hasn't translated into greater trust and more confidence that SPD is actually treating people fairly.
Okay, we will follow those federally mandated reform efforts. We will follow the debate that's going on right now over how to hold police officers accountable. We've got that whole thing with the mayor basically dismissing a couple of people. Lots more to say on that. Meanwhile, it's the vice president now moves up to being the president of the guild. It's Kevin Stuckey, is that his
Correct.
Name? And as you just told us, Ansel, it's kind of hard to say what someone's going to do in their term. Ron Smith has been hard to figure out for you, and so we'll just have to keep following it.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin's been on the CPC, the Community Police Commission, for a while now, and he's been praised by other members of the Community Police Commission for being pretty down-to-earth and collaborative and helpful in that process. But he also, last year, he threatened to quit at one point when the CPC was considering pushing forward with reform legislation, pushing past the mayor. So we'll see what happens.
We'll watch it with the help of reporter Ansel Hertz with The Stranger covering the police beat there. Ansel, thanks for coming in and filling us in.
Thanks.
It's KUOW's The Record.